The call of Jesus, no greater love. Have you heard the call? I believe you have. But how are you and I responding to that call? I'd like to share with you a true story recorded in John chapter 4 about the Samaritan woman, how she had the call and how she responded to that call. I don't think if you had been living in Sychar, you'd have had anything to do with this woman. Married 5 times, living with a man now that was to whom she was not married. She probably was treated as an adulteress, a prostitute, a whore, who knows what. Whenever she went out in public, we can imagine how people treated her. Get out of my way, they spit at her. You whore, go to hell where you belong. She had no friends, and you can imagine how that man she lived with, how he treated her as a sexual slave. One day she went out to draw water at noon, because back then most people didn't draw water at noon. They did the morning or evening. She went out at noon because she didn't want anyone to see her, to meet her. They'd curse and blame her and swear at her. She draws close to Jacob's well, and she sees a man sitting there. Oh, no, he'll curse me too. Oh, he doesn't know me. He's a stranger. She goes up to draw water, and Jesus treats her as if she was someone wonderful to know, as if she were a saint, like an angel of God. He honored her. Oh, I've never been treated like this before. And as they continued to talk, Jesus drawing her close to himself. I know all about you. I know all your sins. Oh no, now he's going to judge me. Jesus didn't. He didn't judge her. He didn't threaten her. He didn't cast her out. Come, I'm your Messiah. Your sins are forgiven because of what I'm going to do for you. Oh, the woman, she heard the call of Jesus to eternal life, to God's presence because of what he was going to do for her. And how did she respond? Oh, her whole life was now changed. She held Jesus in her heart in faith. My Savior, he'll be with me till he takes me to heaven. Ah, a new person. She could lift her head high before God even, knowing that God loved her through Jesus and had forgiven all of her sins. And how else did she respond? She began to run back to the village of Sychar, left the water pot behind, forgot everything, ran back. She wanted to tell all the people there who cursed her and damned her. Yes, and a miracle. They listened to her. Come with me to see Jesus. Hear his call. They listened to her. What a miracle, a conversion, as it were. And she led them out to Jesus. And they welcomed Jesus as the Messiah to their village. He stayed there 2 days. You know, Sychar is the only village in Palestine that welcomed Jesus. All the others, Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Capernaum, they all rejected him. Because this woman answered the call of Jesus. She helped save the whole village. Have you and I heard the call of Jesus? Yes, we have. And how are we responding to it? When Jesus called us through a baptism, he keeps repeating this call to us, the word and the sacrament. How do we respond? Oh, Jesus knows everything about you and about me. He knows all your sins. He could judge us. He could send us to hell. Get out of my way, you filthy person. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never live with you. No, he didn't. As he called us, he welcomed us, didn't he? As wonderful people to love and to honor to know us. Come follow me. He showed us the cross where he died, didn't he? Where he suffered all of God's judgment in our place, God's hatred and anger over our sins. He suffered hell, eternal damnation, separation from the Heavenly Father on the cross for those terrible, hellish 6 hours. He shows that to us. And then, because of that death and resurrection, He assures us our sins are forgiven. He welcomes us as brothers and sisters. He makes us to be saints and holy before God. We can lift our eyes up before God, knowing God will always love us no matter what our sins are, because it is hard to respond to Jesus, this call. Oh, he's everything, our whole life, every second, every moment. We treasure him, don't we? He's everything. And how do we furthermore respond? Like she left her water pot by the well, we leave everything behind, don't we? And do what? We go to our family, we go to our neighborhood, we go wherever we can by God's guidance to tell people, come, the Messiah is here, he's your Savior, come, heed his call. That's why we're here, aren't we? That's why we're here, aren't we? We're here for another reason, to tell people about Jesus, even unto death. How our Lord honored that lady, the most despicable person in Sychar. He honored her. You go back and be my evangelist to the people in your village. How he honors you and me. I'm the worst son that ever lived. He honored me. He honored you to go tell people to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. The call of Jesus, no greater love. And in this season of Advent, we hear his call. Behold, I'm coming quickly. I'm coming quickly. In our Advent response, now, until he does come, Lord, come now. Come now, Lord Jesus. The call of Jesus, no greater love. The call of Jesus, no greater love.